Welcome to the Meet the Majors podcast series brought to you by Baylor University's Department of Career Counseling. During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities with their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Amy Ames, and we are joined today by Dr. Joe Yelderman, Professor of Geology in Baylor's Department of Geology. Welcome, Dr. Yelderman.
Hi, Amy.
Tell us about the unique features that this program offers to students.
Well, there are two distinguishing features of the geology major. One, the science is field-based, so much of the study and many of the labs are conducted in the field or outdoors where one can actually see or experience the geology. Secondly, the science of geology is what we call an eclectic science. It's actually composed of other sciences, and we use all the different sciences to study the Earth and blend that into the unique aspect of the science we call geology. Therefore, it is interdisciplinary, much like the field of environmental science.
What types of students might find a good fit in this major?
The type of student that would be a good fit for a geology major is one that likes science, of course, and the outdoors, and even travel, because many jobs require travel. And one who really likes solving problems and is somewhat quantitatively oriented.
What are the skills that students in this program develop through their coursework?
Students in geology learn how to identify and describe the world around them, especially soils and rocks. They learn to visualize the subsurface in three dimensions and how to think in terms of longer time intervals. And they develop excellent quantitative skills through computer software applications such as geographical information systems and groundwater modeling and others. Finally, at Baylor, unique to our department, is they develop excellent communication skills both in written and oral format.
Are there opportunities available for undergraduate students to assist faculty with research or special projects?
Well, Amy, I think geology has probably the most undergraduate research opportunities across the campus. We have traditionally a senior thesis requirement, which is a research requirement. We have mentorships, internships, and even research scholarships for undergraduates. The Jim Dixon Field Mentorship is a scholarship that pairs an undergraduate with a graduate student conducting field research, and it's funded for that student. Undergraduates also get support and are encouraged to present their research at regional and even national conferences, as well as the Scholars Day here at Baylor. I just wanted to give you an example. One of my students presented at the National Groundwater Summit in Baltimore this past year and was, I think, the only undergraduate at that national conference.
That's impressive. If students do not declare this major prior to starting the freshman year, is it still possible for them to graduate in 4 years?
It is possible to change your major sometimes in that first year and still graduate in 4 years. But it depends on what your major was. If it's a science major, that's much more feasible. If it was a non-science major, it probably isn't as feasible. And of course, the longer you go, the more difficult it is. But our major also requires some summer work. In fact, a required summer field course between the junior and senior year. So students will be doing summer work, and especially if they change their major.
Are there any particular licenses or certifications required for this field of work or needed for advancement purposes?
There are no licenses that are required. However, there is a licensed professional geologist basically that you can get, and we encourage that. And you take one test after your undergraduate degree, and then you have to have so many years of experience. I think it's 3 years of experience, and then you take a second one before you're a licensed professional geologist. And we're certified here in the state of Texas. Most of the faculty at Baylor are doing that, but that's only required if you're going to do certain types of consulting in geology that affect people and litigation. If you're going to explore for oil and gas, you don't need that.
How could a student best prepare for careers related to this major?
Well, the best preparation for a career in geology is to get as much problem-solving and field experience as possible. You need to develop good communication skills, including perhaps even photography, geographical information systems, and mapping. And then you need to read the geologic literature and become familiar with a lot of the theories and concepts and groundbreaking ideas in geology.
What is the biggest misconception about this field?
I think the biggest misconception about geology is just the study of rocks and fossils. It's much, much broader than that. Another misconception would be that it's just about oil and gas, when it's really much broader than that as well. Geology is the study of the earth, and so it includes everything about that. And because of that, it's interdisciplinary and has a variety of career opportunities. Sometimes people also confuse geology with archaeology, but they study human artifacts, and geology is much broader than that, including not only humans, but fossils that are non-human, and then processes that aren't even related to fossils.
What are some job titles and employers of graduates of this program?
Well, with geology, because you're studying the Earth and that's the planet we live on, you can do almost anything with that field. But most of our majors are employed by two areas, and those are the oil and gas or energy related field and the water or environmental field. And the reason for that is that geologists have a big advantage in understanding the subsurface and exploring for or producing oil and gas, and in working with groundwater especially, they have a big advantage. But we have students doing many different things. My personal students that I've mentored, I have one that's the cavern geologist at Natural Bridge Caverns, and one that's a vice president for Nestle's bottled water in charge of spring development for bottled spring water, and one that's a regional director for research with the United States Geological Survey. So there are many, many opportunities for geology majors.
Are there particular areas of the country where more jobs are available in this field?
Well, of course, there's no place where geology doesn't exist. We live on the Earth, so it's everywhere. But many of the careers in geology require support and population, and so most of the larger cities or larger communities are where you're going to find jobs. But you're probably going to travel from that central location into many more remote areas to do some of your geological work.
Is there any final advice you would like to offer to students who are listening to this podcast?
I think if you're listening to this and you think you might like geology, my advice is to take a course and get a sample of what it's like.
I'd like to thank our guest, Dr. Yelderman, for joining us today, and thank you for listening to this edition of Baylor Career Counseling's Meet the Majors podcast.